Bienvenidos una semana más a Ópera Judaica. Hoy aprovecharemos para hablar de Regina Resnick, una mezzo estadounidense nacida en 1922 y muerta en 2013. Su cuna era la de una familia de judíos ucranianos muy pobres. Fue en la escuela donde despuntó como cantante y pronto llegó a la radio. Al poco de graduarse en canto lírico, debutó en 1942 en la New Opera Company y después junto a Erich Kleiber en México. Pero el éxito le llegó en una sustitución para Il Trovatore y en los 50 ya se consagró especialmente en papeles que exigían no solo destreza vocal, sino también interpretativa. No fue hasta 1953 cuando pasó del registro de soprano dramática a mezzo y triunfó en muchos escenarios, pero donde más en casa se sentía era en el Met, en papeles como el de la baronesa que interpreta en la ópera Vanessa de Samuel Barber que os traemos. Se trata de una grabación de 1958 del estreno de esta ópera en tres actos, aunque originalmente eran cuatro, con libreto de Giancarlo Menotti, dirigida por Mitropoulos y acompañada por voces tan conocidas y habituales en el Met como Eleanor Stever, Rosalind Elias, Nicolai Gedda, Giorgio Tozzi, George Czechanowski y Robert Nagy. Arriba el telón.
Otage crème aux perles, otage crème aux perles.
Écrevisse à la bordelaise,
écrevisse à la bordelaise, écrevisse à la bordelaise.
Find something better than that. Alors, langoustine grillée, sauce aux huîtres.
Langoustine grillée, sauce aux huîtres.
Faisons braiser au porteur, c'est une présente. Tana, tana farci, sauce au savoir.
Too many sauces.
Allons rôti, nature.
Allons rôti, nature.
Better.
Gâteau d'amant, des ampiers.
Gâteau d'amant.
That is all. Don't forget the camellia.
Oh, yes.
From the greenhouse, one fresh camellia for his dressing table every morning.
Oui, mademoiselle.
A centerpiece of Christmas roses for lunch. Oh, green orchids for dinner.
Oui, mademoiselle.
Don't forget the bell.
Oh, yes. Have the gatekeeper ring the bell all night. Should the sleigh be lost in the storm? Thank you. You all may go.
Thank you. not lie, I am Anatole. When my father died...
When your father died? Oh, no! Oh, Vanessa! After so many dreams, after so long a waiting, oh, how unfair a game life can be. When death can tarry the score of years, why did you not let her know? Why did you not write her?
All through my youth I heard that name, Vanessa. Like a burning flame, it used to scorch my mother's lips and light my father's eyes with longing. Now that I am alone, I am driven here to meet at last the woman who haunted so my house, Vanessa. But who are you?
Sometimes I am her niece, but mostly her shadow. Now you must leave! You heard what she said!
You are not going to send me out into the storm again. Tell her who I am, and she will let me stay the night.
It. She cannot bear the sight of mirrors.
Was the supper late for him? Ah, Romani Coti, my father loved this wine. May I light the candles? I too love good food and wine. But my father lost his fortune dreaming, while my mother bought subtle poisons to destroy his dreams. Now I can only drink the wine of others. Will you join me for supper?
That place was not set for me. Besides, it is not with me that you came from so far to drink your wines.
Nor was I the one who was expected. I am the false Dimitri, the pretender. Be my Marina. You never spoke. Sit down. This is a wild and solitary place to pass one's youth in. As if we had been always alone. What is your name?
such a man. When I was young, a man came into the house like a conqueror, carrying his love with pride. But this Anatole, oh, this cautious knight, who entered our house like a thief, what kind of a man is he? If I only knew, I would also know why I both hate and love him. And now, will he do the honorable thing? Yes, he will marry me if I so wish. But I do not want his honor so that mine be saved. I want his love so that my love stay aflame. Does he not love you? He says he does, but I feel he is incapable of love. He does not know what love is. His words are as easy as his kisses. It is too late to measure or to weigh. You must do what must be done. Must I? Has not each woman the right to wait for her true love to come? The first and last, the only love. Ah, if I were sure of him, I should fly to him and leave behind the world to burn. But no, he does not tremble as I do when our eyes meet. Nor has the memory of that night erased the mocking laughter from his lips. You do not love him then.
I'm a luckier man, perhaps. Good morning, Erica. Why didn't you join us?
Because you forgot to ask me.
Did I? Ah, good morning, Baroness.
Save your breath. She will not speak to us, my friend. She has become so old that she only understands the language of the young.
Are we not young?
We lost our innocence long ago, my dear.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Doctor.
What a pretty pair you made, skating on the lake. I saw you.
You must breakfast in a hurry, or we shall be late for chapel.
Ah, how good it is to see this house alive again.
Yes, dear doctor. Perhaps the day is near when I shall unveil the mirrors and the portraits.
used to be a gay house once.
The day may be near to open all the rooms and give the greatest ball this county has ever seen.
Do you remember, as a young girl, the garden parties and the games?
Oh, yes.
Hills with bonfires.
I shall call the peasants with their accordions and fiddles.
Do you still remember our country dances, milady?
Are you too old to dance them, dear doctor?
What impertinence! Under the willow tree. Come, come, let us show them who is the best dancer here. Under the willow tree, two doves cry, under the willow tree, two doves cry, oh. Where shall we sleep, my love, whither shall we fly? Where shall we sleep, my love, whither shall we fly? The wood has swallowed the moon, the fog has swallowed the shore, the green toad has swallowed the key to my door.
Ah, charming, charming. I wish I could compete with you, doctor.
Nonsense, young man. Give me your hand and I'll show you the steps. Right foot first, back, then left, forward. Slide. 1, 2, 3. Reverse. 2, 3, 1.
Under the willow tree.
Two, three,
to the sky. To the sky.
2, 3,
under the willow tree.
Left foot.
To the sky.
Right foot. Imagine what young people do in the evenings nowadays.
Erica, I am so happy. I know now. It was he I was waiting for. I kept my youth for him. He sent me his younger son.
My flying over the ice. Neither will his pay me up, as I gave my
forget those kisses. Between a doctor and a minister, a man will lose both body and soul.
Anatole, I must speak to you.
But here...
She knows everything. She is as secretive as my own conscience.
What is it then?
Is it true what you said to Vanessa this morning?
Why, this morning?
For God's sake, stop lying!
Aha, the little sphinx begins to clamor for her answers.
I have a right to claim them.
Have you not told me I am free? Could I forget that night?
Dying.
The night that made you sin so dark and bitter.
What has become of you, Cecil?
I have been found. I have been found. And now, with your grandmother as witness, I ask you again. Will you marry me?
I should answer no.
What do you want me to say? That I should slash my throat like this? Or spend my days as a monk chanting Te Deum Laudamus?
I hate your laughter!
What a sentimental child you are. You belong to another age.
Has then the human heart so changed?
Outside this house, the world has changed. Life is swifter than there is no time for idle gestures. I cannot offer you eternal love, for we have learned today such words are lies. But the brief pleasure of passion, yes, and sweet your gentle beauty, Erica. Oh, how happy we could be together. We will know Paris and Rome, Budapest and Vienna. The coast of Spain for solitude, the gilded grand hotels for dancing, the glass and marble stations for good.
daughter, will you give her your arm?
Yes, Baroness.
Call the servants for chapel. Erica, aren't you ready yet?
Do not wait for me, Aunt Vanessa. I shall join you later.
the Count and the Countess d'Albany.
Almost everyone is here now. One help inside, I watch the door. Ah, these lovely furs. So soft, so sweetly scented. That is all I shall ever know of such women.
You rascal, you! I never knew you had a soul. What an evening! What women! What champagne! But what am I doing with two glasses? I must have been carrying one to some charming lady. Who was she? Oh, well. Oh, I should never have been a doctor, Nicholas. A gentleman and poet, that's what I am. A naked body, what is it to a doctor? We see them every day. But under a chandelier, with the right music, the right perfume, a naked arm, a shoulder, oh God, I lose my mind. See me dance with Mademoiselle Doria. She's not so young, I know that. A bit too plump, perhaps, a bit too small for me. But oh, so light on her feet, so soft, so blonde. La 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 la. Doctor, dear doctor, not quite so fast, dear doctor. A blue sky floating over my head. Doctor, dear doctor, not quite so fast, dear doctor. A bosom heaving under my own. Doctor, dear doctor, not quite so fast, dear doctor. Oh, la, la, I must stop drinking. I still have to announce the engagement. Yes, Nicholas, yes. Chose the old family doctor to make the announcement. A sweet idea, very touching, very touching. Good heavens, where is my speech? I should not have drunk so much. I shall muddle up everything. Could you lend me your comb, Nicholas? Very touching. Very touching. Touching. Yes, yes, I am ready. Don't worry. I know it all by heart. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, be quiet, Doctor. Can't you see how upset I am? They will not come down.
Nicanor. We shall announce the engagement without them.
I quite expected it of Mama, but Erica, why, what will people think? My own niece.
A little shy, that's all.
Please, please, doctor, you go out. She will not open the door for me. She will not answer.
I will see what I can do. Doctor, dear doctor, not quite so fast, dear doctor.
At last I've found you, my Vanessa, my Ariadne. What has been keeping you? What is wrong, Vanessa? Afraid of what, my darling?
Why do not those two come down? They sit up there like good harpies, ready to play on Paladin.
Do not be afraid. Erica will come, I know. She promised me she would.
Oh, why then have they built this wall of silence?
Forget, I like you most when you forget and smile.
What is there I do not know? Could I have been wrong for 20 years? Is there something you have not told me?
For every question, let my kiss be the answer.
Oh, but is a kiss an answer?
I did not ask for whom you were waiting that night when first we met.
For you, Anatole, for you, my dearest.
No, Vanessa, for I was only born that night.
For you, Anatole, for you.
Nothing to worry about, a little frightened perhaps. She will come down, she says, but later.
Ah, well, let's proceed then. We can wait no longer. Call our people in, have them stand by the door. They should begin their dances right after the announcement.
What did she really say?
She would not speak to me.
Thank you.
mademoiselle. Mademoiselle Erika. Answer me. What can it be?
It is nothing. Nothing, really.
Shall I fetch the doctor?
No. Please do not tell anyone. I shall come in at once.
May I bring you something?
No, thank you. Leave me now. I wish to be alone.
blind and no one warned me? Could everyone be as blind as I was? Not to see the sorrow in her face. It is almost dawn, and they have not found her yet. Erica, Erica, what made you do this? You are her doctor and her lifelong friend. Is it possible you suspected nothing?
I have always known I am a bad doctor. Now I know I am a bad poet as well. For I have never learned to read the human heart.
And you must surely know something. But oh no, you will not talk. Whatever have I done to you to have to bear your awful silence? Oh, I would hate you if you were not my mother.
Do not talk like that.
Why can they not find her? The whole village is looking for her.
She cannot have wandered very far in this cutting cold.
What if they do find her? She will not be alive.
Come. You must not despair nor jump to conclusions. It may all be very innocent. They found no trace of her steps near the lake, and the ice was unbroken.
Why must the great sorrows come from those we must know? Erica, Erica, my sweet Erica, why have you done this?
Yes, they're carrying her!
An endless night. Come into my arms, my dearest. Yes, weep, weep in my arms.
Where did you find her?
On the path to the lake. She was hidden in a small ravine, like a wounded bird. She must have fallen, for her frost-white dress was torn and damp with blood. Signal from another world. I lifted her into my arms, warmed her against my breast. I called her name.
Take me away from this house.
Yes, Vanessa.
by the time we arrive in Paris, the new house should be ready.
Think of it, to live in Paris. Oh, I shall miss you both.
We shall miss you too, dear friend.
I know you will make a happy couple.
Yes, we shall have the most beautiful house in Paris.
I am almost ready.
How lovely you look.
Be sure that they put everything in the sleigh and tell them to be careful with the hot boxes.
The Scarlatina. How many times I kissed your burning cheek and fought the grinning dwarfs living at the foot of your bed.
I
shall think of you always. Do take care of my veils and the parakeets, and don't forget, don't worry, Aunt Vanessa. It shall all be as if you were here.
Erica, before I leave, you must tell me the truth about that night.
I have told you the truth, Aunt Vanessa.
No, you are hiding something from me, and now I must know. I cannot live with that thorn in my heart.
There was no reason for it. It was a foolish thing to do. It was the end of my youth.
Tell me, Erica, was it because of do not torment me, Erica.
You would laugh if I were to tell you, as I myself have laughed since then.
Violin!
I thought I loved someone who did not love me.
But whom? The young pastor, perhaps?
The gamekeeper? What does it matter? It was a foolish thing. It is all over now.
Perhaps he was not the man for you.
Yes, I know now. He is not the man for me.
We must hurry if we are to reach the station before dark.
Bring me down my things, Clara. Oh, do not cry, silly thing.
There was a time, Erica, I thought it would be with you that I should leave this house.
Please forget me. Make her happy. Oh, not all. Remember that she loves you.
Thank you.
to kiss the impostor.
I see you again. Perhaps you will have learned to smile.
I hope you will still be smiling when I see you again. She believes what I said. Grandmother! Oh, I forgot that you will not speak to me either now. I am truly
Mademoiselle.
Yes, just as before. Begin with these now.
Thank you.
keeper that the gate to the park must remain locked